Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a wonderful show. We have Les Brown, Dick Hames, Maxine Sullivan, Sinatra, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get this wonderful show underway, we have Dean Martin coming up. We'll have Billy May, and here's June Christie, and Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
That has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. Now is you his or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still my baby true? That has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. Now is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. So is you is or is
thank you. chooses to. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love. That you love me. And after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love. Can't believe that you're in love with me.
One of the great songwriters of the 1920s and 30s, Jimmy McHugh, wrote this in 1927. It was "I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me," sung here by Dean Martin, backed up by Nelson Riddle's orchestra. We heard from Billy May's orchestra in a song called Charmaine. This is probably the oldest song we have on here today, written back in 1913. Was on the hit parade, got resurrected again in 1950s, on the hit parade number 17 in 1952, was in a movie on the soundtrack of What Price Glory from back about 1913 or 1914. And we already heard from June Christie and a song written by Billy Austin and Louis Jordan in 1944 called Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, made popular by Bing Crosby and also by Louis Jordan himself, was in a film with Louis Jordan called Follow the Boys. Well, it was on this very day, back in 1946, that our favorite Flying Cowboy was heard on ABC radio for the first time. The program was called Sky King and had a couple of other characters in there, Sky King's niece Penny and Chipper, which was her brother, as I recall. Program sponsored by Mars Candy. And Jack Benny took his well-known radio show, which had been on radio for 20 years, he took it to television without missing a beat on this very day back in 1950. Audiences watching CBS TV this night at 7:30, finally, after all these years, got to see the stingy, vain about his age, Jack Benny. There he was with his violin, his ancient Maxwell car. By the way, Maxwell was a real car. And his basement vault in living black and white. And eventually, TV audiences got to see Jack Benny and his wife, Mary Livingston, his friend, Eddie Rochester Anderson, Don Wilson, and Dennis Day, all in living color. The show lasted on TV for 15 years. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Getting back to music, we'll have Sinatra. We'll have Claude Thornhill with Fran Warren on vocal. And here's Glenn Miller. And I love this song. It's The String of Pearls. Thank you.
first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday discover that certain kind of lover will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold to keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming. Every minute, every hour, every day, I'm hoping to discover that certain kind of a Sunday kind of love. I want a Sunday kind of love.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then rings, just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings, just one of those things. If we thought of it, about the end of it, when we started painting that town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, goodbye, bye bye, goodbye, baby and amen. Here's hoping we'll meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things.
Oh, a classic Sinatra song from 1935 when Cole Porter wrote it. Sinatra recorded the song Just One of Those Things, and it was on the hit parade in 1954, got up to number five. Before that, Claude Thornhill and his orchestra with a vocal by Fran Warren and A Sunday Kind of Love, number 16 on the hit parade in 1947, a song by Louis Prima. We started with Glenn Miller and a classic Jerry Gray arrangement of String of Pearls recorded by the Glenn Miller Orchestra on This Week in 1941 on Bluebird. The recording featured the trumpet of Bobby Hackett. And you're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, the Massachusetts General Court provided 400 British pounds to support a school or college. And so Harvard University was founded on this day in 1636 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. John Cameron Swayze and the Camel News Caravan was replaced by Chet Huntley and David Brinkley on NBC TV on This Week in 1959. The Huntley-Brinkley Report clicked so well that the respected newsmen reported nightly until July of 1970, when they said, "Good night, Chet, good night, David, and good night for NBC News." Remember that like it was yesterday. And on This Week in 1929, it was announced that John D. Rockefeller was buying Sound common stocks to help stem the massive sell-off which was going on at the New York Stock Exchange. Well, it didn't help. More than 10.7 million shares had been dumped the previous day, and the market was in a free fall. The Great Depression was on, and not even a Rockefeller could stop it. Back to more music on Swing. We'll have Les Brown, his band of renown. Dick Hames is going to be here to warble for us. And right now, it's Maxine Sullivan who sings about Sunday.
All week long, the world seems oh so blue. 'Cause I'm away from you, miss you too, each night. In my dreams, I keep on dreaming about you. Can't live without you. I'm blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday. That one day when I'm with you, it seems that I sigh all day Tuesday. I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday. Gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna die. But after payday is my fun day. I shine all day Sunday. That one day when I'm with you. Thank you. blue every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. It seems that I sigh all day Tuesday, I cry all day Wednesday. Oh my, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long, it never goes by. Friday makes me feel like I'm gonna be die. But after payday is my fun day, I shine all day Sunday, that one day when I'm with you. That one day when I'm with you.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? Oh, how deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Thank you.
One of the best from Les Brown. It's called The Piccolino, written by Irving Berlin. He wrote the words and the music to this in 1935, and of course we heard only the music on this version. Before that, it was Dick Hames with another Irving Berlin tune from 1932 called How Deep Is the Ocean? And we started with Maxine Sullivan, a Julie Stein tune from 1926 called Sunday. This was Julie Stein's very first hit. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with Bing Crosby. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Woody Herman from Helen Humes. And here's Bing Crosby, along with Buddy Bregman's orchestra, and Have You Met Miss Jones?
Have you met Miss Jones? Someone said as we shook hands, she was just Miss Jones to me. Then I said, Miss Jones, you're a girl who understands. I'm a man who must be free. And all at once I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I. I lost my breath, and all at once was scared to death, and all at once I owned the earth and sky. Now I've met Miss Jones, and we'll keep on meeting till we die, Miss Jones and I.
Thank you.
What a classic, Four Brothers, done here by the Woody Herman Orchestra. And there was a birthday in the Woody Herman Orchestra, that is, on this week in 1925, that John Haley was born, better known as Zoot Sims, and he was one of the original members of the classic Four Brothers saxophone section in Herman's Second Herd. We also heard from Helen Humes and You're Driving Me Crazy, Walter Donaldson tune from 1930, recorded in September of 1960. We started with Bing Crosby, Buddy Bregman's Orchestra, a Rodgers and Hart tune, wonderful one called Have You Met Miss Jones? Well, let's look back in history on this week, or this day, in 1927. Pan American World Airways, better known as Pan Am, flew the first international flight. International is kind of stretching it, but they flew from Key West, Florida to Havana, Cuba. On this week in 1929, Mr. and Mrs. T.W. Evans were presented a baby girl in an airplane. It was a Ford Trimotor flying the friendly skies over Miami, Florida. And way back in 1924 on this day, fewer than 20 people paid to see an exhibition baseball game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Giants. Maybe the fact that the game was played in Dublin, Ireland had something to do with the low turnout. Newspapers, however, reported that attendance was off because of church services going on at the same time. And by the way, the Sox beat the Giants 8-4. Let's get back to more music. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Benny Goodman. We'll have Mel Torme, and here's Della Reese in the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in my slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I sigh to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream? Growing dim on the rim of a hill in the chill. You
Is there anyone around who cannot see? It's the well-known runaround you're giving me. I suppose you'll tell me I'm all wrong. It's a bitter pill to take coming from you. Though I've made a big mistake, what can I do? I don't know what makes me string along. I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come a-knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. But when you come a-knocking at my door, I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. 'Twixt the devil and the deep blue sea. Thank you.
just heard from Benny Goodman and the Wang Wang Blues. And that was Henry Bussey's tune from 1921. This one got on the hit parade number 28 in 1951. Before that, Mel Torme with a Ted Kohler Harold Arlen tune called Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. And Della Reese got it started with In the Still of the Night, Cole Porter tune from 1937. Let's take a look at what happened on this day in history. In 1636, Harvard College was founded in Massachusetts. It was the first school of higher education in America. Eli Whitney applied for a cotton gin in 1793. And on this date in 1962, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev informed the United States that he had ordered the dismantling of Soviet missile bases in Cuba, and that ended the Cuban Missile Crisis. Back to more music on Swing. Here's Sinatra, and I've Got the World on a String.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world.
Well, folks, sorry to break in, but we're running out of time, regrettably. This is George Shearing and his wonderful rendition of September in the Rain. And we heard from Frank Sinatra and I've Got the World on a String. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for being with us tonight. Hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.